This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind in studio. It's Daryl.
And Chris.
And we've been talking about the post office and their record-breaking numbers.
They did. They broke, like, they added $1 billion to their sales for the year. That's great.
And also, what, I think the article you have said they also added $1 billion to their deficit?
Yeah,
where so they only lost $3.9 billion last year.
Yes. There's a word for this. What's that? Unsustainable. That's
yes.
The word I'm looking for. Yeah. Here's a little tip. If you go into business and you're losing $3.9 billion a year, it seems like you'd have to have an awful lot of billions to continue to operate.
If you're losing fill-in-the-blank dollars per year, whether it's, you know, $3,900, $3.9 million, any kind of, you know, loss of that level,
well,
year after year after year.
Right.
Again, right. Any level, $3,900 a year.
Sure.
If you keep losing that, at some point, you're running out of money.
Well, that depends. That depends on how well-financed you are. Do you have the opportunities to go out and sell more stock? Are you telling a story that investors will buy into? No.
Hold on. If you've got $10 million in the bank.
Yes. And you have a fixed level of capital behind
you. And you lose money every year, at some point,
$1 million
you will run out of money.
Yes, that is true. But there's a lot of companies, a lot of businesses that you and I shop all the time.
Amazon.
Route 101 local goods that are going to lose money for a certain period of time before they begin to become profitable.
Right, Amazon.
Amazon's a great example of that. I mean, it was a decade before they turned a profit. Maybe longer than that.
Yeah.
Till 2013,
it was just a couple of years ago.
And here we look at Amazon as this, you know, amazing success story. Most of that time, they were losing money hand over fist.
Yeah.
And today we have like Elon Musk and Tesla, you know, and every other project that he's involved with, except for Spacefly, because you and I pay for that.
Yeah.
Through government subsidies. But yes, you're right. At some point, you either have to have the ability to raise additional capital to keep your money going or keep your business going, or you don't. And then you go out of business. And this is what this article is basically talking about. And the fact that they've got this increase in personnel costs that will never stop the way their current model is.
Right.
The problem is they're required to give these benefits and retirement by Congress.
Right. And you mentioned that Congress not allowing the post office to get rid of unprofitable routes, not allowing them to close unprofitable locations.
Not allowed to increase the price of a stamp.
Oh, no, they're doing that by like 10% next year.
Congress
said that they could.
Right. Because Congress said that they could, but they can't. They can't
do anything without congressional approval, but they want you to believe that somehow they're an independent
They are
agency.
Independent. As Reason has been arguing for at least 50 years, the Postal Service should be privatized and subject to competition. There's a chance that might actually happen. A White House report released in June that highlights the possible privatization of government services include two options for reforming the USPS. One idea would have private managers take over running the USPS with the government maintaining oversight responsibility. Bad idea.
That would not really be private.
The second proposal would have the post office sold in its entirety. A sale would likely require changes and restructurings to first net a profit and would probably require the federal government to absorb the current debts. Still, Still, it could net a windfall to help pay off the service's massive liabilities The Cornell economist Richard Geddes has found that a USPS IPO could raise $40 billion.
Who would buy stock in that?
Depends on who bought it.
I say, realizing that people still buy U.S. savings bonds, which are basically buying stock in the United States federal government.
Right. But if the right managers, the right money guys came in and said, you know what, I think we can make a run of this, I'd listen. Compared to, we're going to trust Congress with every decision we make, and we're going to pay pensions and health care for eternity.
I don't trust Congress, but I would sit and laugh at somebody saying that they could make the post office profitable. We'll continue with the story here in a moment, but let's go to the phones. We've got Dave calling in from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Gentlemen, I wanted to let you know that one of the NH exit activists has been injured. His name is
For people that have never heard of NH Exit, what is that real quick?
It's just a secessionist movement, one of many in the U.S. But,
all right.
We did, you know, we've gotten a fair amount of publicity, so we're not as well known as the California one, but we're on the list.
Good.
But Russell Roberts was at our first demonstration in 2016, which happened the week of the Brexit, and it got so much attention. And I think he's been to two others since then. We haven't had that many demonstrations, so he's been to most of them. But anyway, I guess he was driving home, biking home from work or biking to work, and he got someone hit him with a car, like a hit and run.
Wow.
And I guess shattered his elbow, and so he has, a substantial medical bill. This didn't happen very recently, but I guess it was a couple months ago. And
so is there a GoFundMe or something that you're trying to help him out with, or you just wanted people to know that there was an activist that got injured?
There is something along those lines. Actually, the best thing to do is probably to just find him on Facebook. If you just search Russell Roberts, New Hampshire on Facebook, then you can find him and just contact him. He's got a PayPal. Well, he can accept a donation from you, and he told me it was okay to mention that. He did give me his email address, but I don't think he would want me to give that out over the air.
Yeah, don't give that out over the air. Dave, thank you for the call. Definitely yep, go ahead.
The other thing you could do is just contact me. You can contact him through me if you want at ritherreport.com.
Nice. Got it. Excellent, Dave. And keep us posted on how he winds up recovering. Thank you for the call. Never good to hear about somebody, getting hit by a car, but, seems like something, not really sure what we can do.
Yeah, but that's the nice thing about societies,
yes,
is they don't need to wait for somebody to tell them to do the right thing. People will band together and,
right,
and donate money and help people out. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Let's
get back into this USPS thing.
Yeah, and we hit most of it. I mean, and basically they're reiterating that if there were a change, that the report that the White House put out could go in one of two directions. Trying to basically reform what's there by having private managers run the existing government post office.
How would that be different than the supposed independent post office being run with congressional oversight?
Well, in theory, here's how government would work. They would look
we just hire a new manager who is also supposedly independent, but
right,
answers completely to Congress, just like the current guy that answers completely to Congress.
No, you hire a bunch of guys from American Express and UPS and places like that. Not American Express, but FedEx. And you bring those in, you put them in charge. And then when they come in to testify on bills, they can testify on bills that are favorable to UPS and for FedEx and slightly to. That's how this works. It's sort of like the FDA.
Yeah.
So, I just.
But the FDA is not supposedly an independent agency. Everybody knows that it's a agency of the federal government.
Right.
The other option here is let's just auction stuff off.
Just sell the whole thing. So,
all right. I got 50 cents for one of the trucks sitting down at the post office.
Oh, well, one of those cool old Jeeps. That would be great.
Yeah. I bid 50 cents. How's that?
Not, it's going to take a while for us.
Think that gets me a lug nut?
Maybe.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts. So visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon company.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And there's also the Discord call-in lines that I have so far forgotten to mention. You can find those over at discord.lrn.fm. And there's so much more than just call-in lines. There's a bunch of different chat rooms. And one of those is specifically for amplifiers. Those are people that donate to the show. There's other ones that discuss cryptocurrency, gaming, general discussion, memes. There's a not safe for work area, a toxic user area, and a bunch of other stuff that you may or may not enjoy over at discord.lrn.fm. Was there anything else to say about the absolute horrible thing that is the United States Postal Service?
It's not new news. I mean, we've been seeing losses out of the post office for, what, decades?
Yeah.
It doesn't turn profits.
Right. I think the actual news would be if United States Postal Service breaks even. Not even, like, made money.
No, that deserves, like, you know, war has ended headlines. I mean, that's like the end of World War II. You should see headlines that big if that thing actually turned a profit. The nice thing is, you know, they don't have to worry about it. Every postal employee will always get their pension. They'll always get their health care because you will pay for it. That's the deal. They can talk about being a private company, but they're backed by you, the U.S. taxpayer.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So let's talk about another government organization. This is the United States Supreme Court.
Ah.
They had a hearing on Wednesday. They've actually been having a lot of hearings recently because it's the time of year where they hear things. And this specific case, if it winds up going the way that NPR is projecting, it would actually be some good news. The Supreme Court on Wednesday, they say a majority of justices seemed ready to make it more difficult for states to confiscate cars, houses, and other property that is even tangentially used in the commission of a crime. It's a process legally known as civil asset forfeiture. And I want to pause here to correct the first sentence from NPR, where it's not that the property was used in the commission of a crime, but that it was connected to a crime.
It doesn't even have to be. Can it just be suspected?
Right.
Suspected
that it's connected to, not suspected that it is used to commit.
Oh, I get it. I just know that civil asset forfeiture is so vague that just the appearance of a large quantity of money in the trunk of your car is grounds enough for civil asset forfeiture in the government's eyes.
Right.
Because there's no way you would have came across that briefcase full of cash unless you were dealing drugs.
Right. And one of the cases, and I wish I could remember the names of the people involved, but it involved a couple and the mother of the man in the couple, that they were driving from Pennsylvania to, I think, New Mexico.
I'm not recalling
the mother
this.
Had just sold her house. They were driving to New Mexico. Instead of putting all the money in a bank, they were driving across the country with the money in the back of the car.
Yeah.
$210,000 in cash. They get stopped somewhere in the middle of the country, probably Oklahoma, and what you got all this money for? Just sold a house? Here's the bill of sale, officer.
Right.
That don't matter. We think this is drug money. Yeah. It's ours now.
Yeah.
And then because there was some kind of, you know, like technical snafu to where somebody filed the wrong piece of paper at the wrong time.
Yeah.
The courts wound up saying, yeah, you don't actually have any legal recourse to even try to prove that this money was not connected to illegal activity. Therefore, the United States government, in the case of United States government v. $210,000 of cash,
right,
the money loses.
And the issue is you would think that it would be simply, I'm sorry, I come down to the courthouse and I explain what happened, and I show the bill of sale and all this stuff, And the first thing they're going to tell you is, well, you need to file to bring that case to court. We need to make sure you have standing. You have to file court fees. You have to submit briefs. You're really going to need a lawyer.
Right.
You're not going to walk into court without spending $10,000
to start out.
That's
what happened in this case. They filed the papers, but the wrong family member filed the papers.
I remember this, yeah.
And the court wound up saying, yeah, sorry,
technicality in our favor.
We're going to keep the money.
Yeah.
The specifics of the case that the Supreme Court is hearing is about a man named Tyson Timms, whose $42,000 Land Rover was seized by the state of Indiana after he was arrested for selling a small amount of heroin to an undercover officer for $400. The trial judge ruled that taking the SUV was a grossly disproportionate punishment on top of other fines and a year of house detention. An Indiana appeals court agreed, but the state Supreme Court ruled that the Constitution's ban on excessive fines, unlike nearly all other provisions of the Bill of Rights, has never been applied to the states. On Wednesday, Indiana Solicitor General Thomas Fisher defended that proposition in the U.S. Supreme Court, facing a chorus of skepticism from justices, conservative and liberal. Neil Gorsuch led off questioning Fisher. Whatever the scope of the excessive fine clause, he said, can we at least agree it applies to the states? Fisher said, not when the fine is levied against property, as it was here. Gorsuch shot back, really? Come on, General! Stephen Breyer hypothesized about the limits of Fisher's arguments. Could the state, he asked, seize a Bugatti, Mercedes, or a special Ferrari, or even a jalopy, if the driver was speeding 5 miles an hour over the limit? Fisher, pain-looking on his face, replied, the answer is yes.
Unreal.
The answer is yes. You're going 5 miles over the limit. That is technically illegal. That is a crime. Your car was used in the commission of a crime. We can seize anything used in the commission of a crime or even tangentially related to the commission of a crime or a suspected crime.
Right.
Your car now belongs to us.
Yep. And I can't wait to drive it.
Oh, and that milkshake sitting in the thing? I drink your milkshake, sir.
And this is this one just blows me away because there is nothing more repugnant in my mind to the Constitution than civil asset forfeiture.
It's
not even hiding theft. It's just stealing.
A lot of people confuse civil and criminal forfeiture.
Right. Big difference.
Criminal forfeiture means that you have been found guilty in a court of law for violating something.
Yeah.
And then they take stuff that was used in the commission of the crime. Civil forfeiture, we think that you may have done something illegal and you may have used this to do it.
Right.
Or you bought this with the proceeds.
Unbelievable.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News.
President Trump says that former personal attorney Michael Cohen is a weak person who is lying about a lapsed Trump real estate project in Russia, but insisted there is nothing wrong with pursuing a business deal in Moscow while he was running for president in 2016.
It was a well-known project. It was during
the early part of 16, and I guess even before that. It lasted a short period of time. I didn't do the project. I decided not to do the project.
Cohen admitted in federal court that he lied to a Senate Intelligence Committee last year when he talked about when he ended working on that potential project. The chair of the California Democratic Party has resigned. Eric Baumann has stepped down from his leadership position after multiple sexual misconduct allegations. The 59-year-old former chair was the first openly gay leader of the California Democratic Party. Baumann said he's leaving for the best interests of the party. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get to the phones here in just a second. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Chris.
And when do you want to spot the burglar? When he's casing your house or after he's already in it? Ask John, whose blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose blink cameras caught a thief stealing packages. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free. They set up in minutes, and they run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Blink cameras make a great holiday gift. So visit blinkprotect.com/holiday. That's blinkprotect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon company. Let's go to, and we will get back into this article from NPR about the Supreme Court hearing earlier, earlier in the week, would have been yesterday when they heard this case about civil asset forfeiture. But first, let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling in on the Discord line. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I have a sad story today about someone that we... Yeah, someone we know as a nurse who works. She has to drive around and go to patients' homes, and today she was killed by police pursuing a suspect at high speed.
Jeez.
They killed instantly because the police decided to chase somebody for who knows what little minor infraction they decided to go after him for. And this... It's so, I don't know, I can't use the language I would like to use, but it is so stupid that our police, and I call them the goons because that's what they are, they continue to chase people and put everybody at risk due to minor infractions. These people they're chasing, they're not murderers and all that stuff. They're doing some
generally not
deal, most likely a drug dealer or something of that nature, and they decide to chase after them. And it's been proven that the more you chase them, the worse things get. And places where they have banned these high-speed chases have wound up in a lot of lives saved, and it's time that the Americans get upset about this kind of behavior because it's costing too many lives. And it doesn't accomplish much of anything.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and in... It depends. I mean, there are certain examples to save lives, plural. Maybe a high-speed pursuit is justified. I get that. But because you've got lights on your vehicle and you can make it where you need to go really fast by turning them on, or like you're describing, just for the heck of it, because somebody booked and you don't have any suspicion that they did anything beyond just driving fast away from you when you hit your lights to pull them over, that doesn't justify putting the public at risk. And I know from my limited experience in municipal government that it's one of those things that you should have a policy on. You know what I mean? And we went through this. I mean, if you clearly spell out to officers, these are the very few circumstances when you're authorized to exceed speed limits within, you know, the municipality. In my case, that's what you're limited to. Else, refer to state police.
Well, that would be fine. But I mean, here we've got a mother whose children now have to grow up without her. And this happened, and if you did have a policy in place that says only pursue in cases of X, Y, and Z,
right,
and then the police decide to pursue when it wasn't X, Y, and Z, they don't get punished. They don't ever really have to deal with any severe punishment because they always fall back on the fact that there's
right.
some kind of a god, and we're supposed to be worshiping these gods in blue.
Oh, they have qualified immunity.
They've got all kinds of immunities, and it wasn't that long ago that the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, wound up ruling, and I forget the exact phrasing, but it was something to the effect of, as long as they act in good faith, it doesn't matter whether the police officer actually knows the law or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's not a lot of, you know, there's many, 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 many things. I can give a big, long list of things I don't like about China. One of the things I do like about China is they have a policy. They just don't do high-speed chases because it kills too many people.
Oh, and they
won't do them.
They got cameras everywhere, too. You know,
well,
they've looked in.
Too. Have you,
yeah.
Have you not driven down the highways lately? I mean, there are cameras everywhere.
No, not in New Hampshire. That's one of the things that we can say is we don't have those sort of traffic cameras or things to do like that. But I'd rather... You know, well, no, I wouldn't. I'm not going to go down that path and say that, no, I choose to give up a little bit of my liberty for a little bit of safety, because that's what that sort of begs. But, you know, it's a horrible shame when someone gets killed, particularly if they were innocent, they were struck by a police officer who may or may not have been following, you know, their department's policy.
Actually,
I just don't know anything about this. That's the issue we're having.
Struck by the guy they were chasing, you know, because the police officer's got his lights on and everything, so you can see the police car. You can't see
right.
the guy that they're chasing.
Right.
The guy that they're chasing is typically the one that runs into somebody because he's zipping through red lights and everything else trying to get away from this guy.
But right.
He doesn't have red lights on. He doesn't have a siren.
Right. He's the one
that runs into something.
Right, barreling through an intersection.
Yeah, and I found some information from actually about 3 years ago where, you know, there's unfortunately no requirement that
local police officers or departments give any sort of statistics to the feds. So finding accurate statistics on high-speed chases and the resulting fatalities is very difficult. But the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration tried to come up with some numbers, and they found that over a 32-year period going back to 1982, there were 10,642 people who had been killed, and of those, nearly one-third of all deaths resulting from high-speed police chases were bystanders.
Yeah.
One-third.
Well, you
know,
yeah,
I know one statistic today, and that's the number one, and that's the person who was killed.
Yeah, it just, and I, oh, God.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It's sad.
And she was on her way to a home to visit a patient when this happened.
Very, very sad. Gene, let us know if there's anything that we can do, if there's a GoFundMe for her family. Hopefully, there's something that we can do here. Anything else to add?
No.
All right. Thank you, Gene, for the call. Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, you know, I wish that if I could have it my way, I would like to ban all soda pop commercials in the United States.
I'm with you. Those soda pop commercials drive me nuts. They do.
Well,
they
yes.
make me want to drink soda.
Well, the thing is, I was always... you know that London, they're going to ban junk food commercials on the buses.
Good. No more junk food either.
Well, I mean, that's what it is they're pushing and they're shoving all this pop and junk food and candies in people's faces.
Hold on. Sarah, you're talking about advertising, and now you're saying that the advertising is the same as them, like, physically walking up and just cramming a Mars bar down your throat?
Metaphorically, Daryl, don't be so literal. Come on.
No, she's equating that it's the same thing. Sarah, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The CryptoTip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. We still need to get back into this article from NPR about the Supreme Court hearing from Wednesday on civil asset forfeiture. But before we do that, let's go to the Discord line where we've got Stefan calling in from Ohio. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl and Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'd like to make just a very quick comment on the soda commercials.
Certainly. Go ahead.
There is one that sticks with me forever and I think absolutely should be banned and scrubbed for the internet. Have you ever heard of a cola called RC 100?
No. I've heard of RC Cola. I have never heard of RC 100. Mark Edge is eating a sandwich in studio, and he was raising his hand. Hopefully his mouth isn't full now.
I can sing the jingle.
Please don't.
No caffeine.
RC 100's got nothing. No sugar.
I don't want to wind up getting some kind of intellectual property infringement by people poorly singing a jingle
I've never heard. Yeah.
So, I'm pretty sure this one's out of copyright or whatever by now. They haven't made this call in decades, but I just wanted to share. We can scrub that one from the internet, hopefully, because that one gets annoying. But I don't see how. I've never seen a commercial for soda in my entire life, so I don't know what she was talking about. Have you ever seen a commercial for
soda? There's the Fanta commercials. No, don't you wanna Fanta? Don't you wanna
Coke
Fanta?
Coke and Pepsi are always the two biggest.
There's the polar bear and the penguin, and that's just flat out lies because they live in different poles. Coca-Cola is spreading misinformation and propaganda.
Fake news.
Daryl is being pedantic with soda commercials now.
Yes, but, yes, I am, because it's lies.
Well, yeah, they are hugging the bear, which in and of itself, a bad idea, like polar bears are the most vicious of bears.
Yeah.
Not bears, generally not known for their hugginess.
Oh, they're cute and cuddly.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It's imaginary.
Yeah.
But polar bears are the only bears that see humans as food, so I wouldn't try that.
Yeah, I understand where she's coming from and her point of view that I completely disagree with, which, and if you don't like it, turn it off.
My point of view is that advertising...
How do you turn off the bus and the subway? Because that's what she's actually calling. She's been calling in on the same thing for a week now.
Look the other way.
Where she's upset, or actually, no, she's happy that the city of Albuquerque is prohibiting future advertisements of, like, sugary foods and beverages from the buses, and, well, since they're run by the city, I don't see how the city can legally justify doing that.
Yeah, I...
Do you think the city's in bed with Big Soda, maybe?
That's probably what it is.
No, they're out of bed with Big Soda. As far as I'm concerned, if an organization doesn't want to have a particular type of advertiser, great. That leaves more advertisers for Free Talk Live.
Right.
However, when it... I mean... this is just a testimony that advertising works. We don't want cigarettes and soda pops and, you know, chewing tobacco and all these things advertising because, well, advertising works.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I will add one quick thing on that, and then I'll hop off here. The thing with advertising is I used to be of the opinion that, oh, no, I see all these commercials and they annoy me. And it wasn't until a few months ago where I noticed I had Magic Mud and a bunch of supplements that Free Talk Live has advertised that I realized it works because it gets in your head so much that when you run into a situation, you think, well, I've heard of this. I might as well go for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
I've bought a lot of products because of advertising, and it's my choice. You know, it's not like if I see something, it... Okay, maybe it's really, really, really good advertising, and it prompts me. That's what advertising is supposed to do, but...
Here's a really good deal. Get a six-pack of running compression socks from Groupon for $5.
Yeah, and that's if you're in the market for running compression socks. You couldn't sell me that. However,
right.
One of the reasons that people buy, say, My Magic Mud is because they hear an endorsement from somebody they trust
right.
that says that they think it's great.
Right.
By the way, I used it last night. Think it's great. Think My Magic Mud is just awesome.
Right.
And they're not paying for that ad. But I will be calling them tomorrow, giving them the audio from this.
Right.
Yeah, There's all different kinds of advertising. You had mentioned jingles earlier. I was able to sing the jingle of a defunct soda from 35, 40 years ago.
Right.
And that just shows the power of a good jingle.
Right.
And then that there's also not just a good jingle, but good use of a song. Every time I hear Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, I think of that damn root beer.
Which one is
and I don't even drink root beer.
I remember Hires, great taste, delicious, creamy, gay taste.
Now that there was
as plain as the foam on your face.
There was one of the root beers, I think it was Barks or might have been A&W back in the 80s. Their commercial played this Sitting on the Dock of the Bay song.
Mm. I don't think Barks was existed in the 80s.
The thing, it's weird. I think I watched a show on TV once that was describing how things like jingles and slogans, you know, stick with you. And they had this, they had these women that would say their names and they would say, how many of these can you remember? But then they had them sing all of their names in a very catchy way.
Right.
And you know, you get onto it. It's like 15 years after I last saw this commercial, but I can still remember like the Sunny D exactly what was in the fridge. Cola, orange, OJ, purple stuff, you
right.
know.
And Mark, you are correct. It was Hires Root Beer in 1987 that used the Sitting on the Dock of the Bay in their commercial.
They abandoned their previous.
I just remembered beer. It was a root beer.
Yeah.
I don't drink root beer.
I don't know that Hires even exists anymore, mind you.
Probably doesn't.
Again, I have just sang the jingle of a defunct soda that's been gone for God knows how long.
I've got nothing left to add. So thanks, guys.
Appreciate the call, man. Thank you for the call, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Getting back into the NPR article about civil asset forfeiture.
I was just going to insert, before we get back to that, Hires Root Beer still exists.
Does it?
Owned by the Keurig Dr. Pepper Company.
Huh.
Hold on. Keurig and Dr. Pepper are owned by the same company now?
Yep. Yeah, I thought Dr. Pepper was like a Coke product or something.
There you go.
No, Dr. Pepper is in some places distributed by Coke and other places distributed by the Pepsi distributor.
Huh.
But Dr. Pepper is its own separate company.
I see.
Yep.
That used to be one of my favorites back when I drank caffeinated beverages.
Hmm. Okay, Daryl, now with your actual important story that we've been trying to discuss.
Advertising brings the world together, okay?
Doesn't it?
Right. People of different...
I'd like to buy the world a Coke.
Right. People remember the ads. They remember, you know, their life at about the time they were hearing the ads. It's, you know, these old ads, people like to talk about them.
Yeah. I wonder if we could buy the Supreme Court a Coke and have them make the right decision here, or would that be considered bribery?
Probably.
Again, the court case that we're talking about was heard yesterday, and it involves civil asset forfeiture. Not criminal asset forfeiture, civil. Meaning that the stuff has been seized before anyone has been, in some cases, even charged with the commission of a crime,
yep.
But civil does not even require the conviction. And again, in some cases, there's not even a charge. The specifics here, Tyson Timms had his $42,000 Land Rover seized by the state of Indiana after he was arrested for selling a small amount of heroin to an undercover police officer. The Solicitor General for the state of Indiana told the court, or rather, he was asked a question of whether or not a state could, quote, seize a Bugatti, Mercedes, or even a Ferrari or a jalopy if the driver was speeding 5 miles an hour over the limit. He responded, the answer is yes. Arguing the contrary position was Wesley Hotot of the Institute for Justice, who was representing Timms.
Good old IJ, man.
Chief Justice John Roberts offered the most aggressive questioning, observing that there is a well-established distinction between fining someone $500,000 and confiscating assets that were allegedly used in a crime. Hotot replied that confiscating property is a very different animal today than it was 100 years ago when pirate ships were the object of civil forfeiture. In contrast, he said, today police can go after every person's property, even in cases where the owner of the property is blameless and has not been charged.
Right. So somebody's selling marijuana out of the rental unit that you own?
Yep.
And this has happened.
Yeah.
And IJ fought him, by the way. God bless those people at IJ.
I'm still waiting on the cops somewhere to go seize a McDonald's because drug deals happen in McDonald's parking lots every day.
They do.
There's more to this, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got the call-in lines over at the Discord, discord.lrn.fm.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.